A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the spring 2018 issue on the Me Too movement. My Me Too Spreadsheets by Mary Mealy. Mary Helene Mealy lives in Bellingham, Washington with her husband, where she recently retired from teaching spreadsheets at the local community college. Spreadsheets give me a sense of control. I use them to record money, exercise, books, and other things. Recently, I made a spreadsheet of times I'd been sexually abused. I have always known and named a single incident of sexual abuse by a stranger when I was 10. I told my mother immediately, and over the years, we would process what that was about. The Me Too discussion sparked memories of events I had not shared. These events were more confusing, some mixed in with exploring my own sexuality, and some involving trust of those in authority. One by one, I started rethinking these memories. In my sexual abuse spreadsheet, I listed in columns my age, what I knew about the aggressor, what the incident involved, and what I did about it. There were originally 10 instances, but once I started, more came to mind, and at the moment, there are 17 on the list. I noticed there were 3 incidents in which I was confused and possibly gave the wrong signals initially. My confusion felt shameful, but more noteworthy, this shame seeped into other less ambiguous incidents. Because there can be blurred lines, I took all of the fault onto myself. I looked at this spreadsheet and thought, this was not my fault. I have no reason to be ashamed. This was aggressive behavior aimed at me, transgressive behavior, which deliberately cut me out of the crowd. I discussed this with an older neighbor who said, "Oh, I've never had an incident." "Never?" "Well, this happened to me in the doctor's office. Do you think this counts?" The next day, my neighbor said, "I've been thinking. I remember another incident." This time, she didn't need me to verify the abuse. Women are remembering. We're listening, we're talking, and we're confirming for each other that our privacy and our persons have been abused in a wide variety of situations. What will come of this awareness?